AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Good morning. Community Connection on the way next on this Thursday. School started for schools around the area. And, of course, drivers, students are already at school this morning. But be aware, remember those school zones. Slow it down as marked when you drive through those school zones. And particularly for the next day or so, be extra aware. Students are back in school. Community Connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. And after nearly 10 years apart, signature sound of Marty Rabin's voice will return to the stage with the legendary country music group Shenandoah for their Reloaded tour. And I get the opportunity to speak a little bit with Marty Rabin this morning by way of telephone. Marty, you're coming to Independence, Kansas, coming up real soon. Good, matter of fact, it's like tomorrow night. Good morning, Marty. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. And yes, sir, we'll be in Independence tomorrow night, and looking forward to it. It's been a really nice kind of conversion, as you may say, from what I've been doing of late, and going back with the group. Of course, I've got a little old bluegrass group that I still guide, and I still go out and do bluegrass festivals as well, too. And I was proud to hear of one of your sponsors, the First Baptist Church. I still go out and speak quite a bit as well, too. I love the Lord, and it was just really, really pleasant to hear that. You don't hear that very much on stations these days, but... nonetheless, we're going to be there tomorrow night. We're going to kick our heels up and have a good time, and we're going to have at it all we can. We'll do like the likes of Moon Over Georgia and Church on Cumberland Road, and Sunday in the South, and Mama Knows, and somewhere in the vicinity of the heart. In fact, we've been in the studio with Jay DeMarcus from the group Rascal Flatts.
Uh-huh.
And we'll probably be doing maybe a couple of new songs from the brand new stuff that we've got cut.
Well, I think that's be something that people will want to hear, because there is always a little bit of difference between whatever you did in the studio, and I know that's recorded under the best conditions possible for a group, but the live sound, the fact that you get those voices coming out at you right there on the stage, even if you're doing an identical performance of what you did on the CD, it's much better, I think.
Yeah, I think so too, Charlie. And I think because of the excitement, you're revved up to be there for the evening. Things are around just going on, and I think just the excitement of everybody claims it's the lights and all that other kind of stuff. I just think it's the sound of the music and the excitement of being there that really adds that excitement. And in fact, to be honest with you, and I'm hoping it's going to work real good for us, it'll even hide some mistakes that are, on a record you couldn't.
Well, nobody ever makes mistakes. I know the mamas and the papas even left a mistake on I Saw Her Again last night, but you guys don't make mistakes. I don't believe that, Marty.
I tell you what, I wish they were. We're fewer than few, but hey, listen, the thing, and I know the premise that you're talking about makes exactly right, and look, it's about having fun. There was a day in our career when we were trying to take on the whole world, and we were trying to get to the top, and we had just realized one day, look, everybody that loves country music, just because they love country music, doesn't mean that they love Shenandoah. They just like country music. They don't mind us, but they don't love us, say as an Alabama or a Sawyer Brown or a Garth Brooks or, whatever. But, we were a part of country music in an era that was really good, that yielded an awfully, awfully bunch of great talent.
Well,
I just named a few.
You also had a unique sound, I think, that was just the right sound for the time that you were issuing those CDs and putting those records out and doing the live things that you did. And I think that's part of why people need to go up to Independence and hear you in Memorial Hall. I've been to several performances there, and acoustically you've got a good hall there. And but between the main floor and the balcony, I don't think there are any bad seats there. So go out and hear and see Shenandoah. But I think it's that interaction between the audience and the performers that you kind of feed on each other. The more the audience appreciates what you're doing, the more the performers want to give, which means the audience appreciates it more.
Yeah, I certainly believe that as well, too. You know, Chugs. Charlie, you know as well as I do, there's a lot of times when stuff's going on that people turn on the radio because they want to get their mind off of what they either just left at the house or what they just left at the job or just left from going from wherever they want to, and they just want to listen to music and they want to be entertained, they want to be informed.
Yeah.
And they want the box in their car to do the thinking for them as far as getting their mind away from everything. And, you know, that's kind of the band in the box on the stage. You know, that's exactly our approach to where we want to try to allow people to go. In other words, when you come in for the next 90 minutes, if there's any way in the world that we can get your mind off anything that's been bothering you or troubling you, or you've been going through a rough time, or you know things just ain't been going right, or whatever. And at the end of that 90 minutes, if we pull that off and we did what we came to do, and you know, we entertained you, we made you laugh, we made you cry. You know, we got you involved, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And there for a little bit, that's what it's about. It's kind of like what I was saying a while ago. You know, when we first started out in this business, you know, we thinking we were going to take the world on, only to realize that honest and truly, you know, having a fan base and making friends and playing music really has nothing in the world to do with platinum records or gold records or statues or anything like that. Look, we got all that stuff. We do. It's more about people coming and enjoying themselves and you allowing them. You know, sometimes you just got to allow somebody to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they don't want to. It's just sometimes somebody's got to know they can relax somewhere.
Yep, and I think if you've got an appreciative audience that is not only willing to applaud afterwards, but there are some of your songs that really, I'll say, seem to the lyric or the melody line encourages a little bit of clap, and I don't care if you're clapping on the beat or off the beat, that's musical taste, but as long as everybody's doing it the same, we're okay. But you get the audience, I think, involved in the music, and your opening comment about our sponsor, I think several of your songs, and you mentioned several of them, have that vertical approach to it, that you're doing a little bit of reflecting and remembering, you know, the bigger things in life and the power above us.
Yes, sir. Well, that is for sure. I mean, literally without it, you know, or without him, I should say, you know, we have no hope. But, you know, look, we also realize and understand, I certainly do, that's who gives me the strength, to make every day, you know, not just the shows or the talent or the gift that he gave me in singing. It was literally the gift of life, you know, to start with, to know that that's taken care of. And of course, that means I got to live it, you know. So therefore, I think that's the reason why it comes out in songs. And I don't know. You know, the Bible plainly tells us, so a man thinketh, so is he. And out of the abundance of a man's heart, the mouth will speak. And I believe if we live it and try to exude who he is in us and love him to the point that it can't help but get out, then hopefully folks, you know, would be able to see it.
Well,
but
and
it's our benefit.
Yeah.
You know, it's for the benefit of others. You know that folks. And I don't mean to get preachy on you here, but you know, one fellow asked me the other day. Said, "Man, said what you got going on in your life?" Said, "Man, you had to." Because you back with Shenandoah, I said, I kind of considered myself always happy. And that don't mean that I don't cry, and it don't mean that I have, and it don't mean that we don't go through some rough times or anything like that. That's one of the misconceived notions about country music entertainers. Period. Because they got a pocket full of money and all that other kind of stuff. You may have something up with your family, I got three boys and proud of them. One served in the United States military, was in Iraq. One makes dog food, and the other works at a bank. And we've never had no trouble out of them whatsoever. But their personal lives, being married, sometimes gets a little stressed. And that bothers, And then again, it probably bothered them when me and their mama was as they say, kind of into it or whatever. If was around the house, which honestly didn't happen much. Lord willing, if he carries and me and Melly make it to the 14th September, we'll be married 31 years.
Wow! Congratulations. Well, we're going to take a short break and continue our time this morning with Marty in just a little bit. Preview a little bit more of that concert coming up tomorrow night in Independence, Kansas, in Memorial Hall, when we continue on AM 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're spending a little bit of time this morning with Marty Rabin from Shenandoah, their concert in Memorial Hall in Independence, Kansas, coming up tomorrow night. Tickets are available, and we'll get the ticket information for you in just a moment or so. But, Marty, taking a little bit of time, you mentioned you've got your bluegrass group. I think it's wonderful that you and the members of Shenandoah have gotten back together, reliving some good music, some good times for those of us that are audience, and also bringing us some new stuff. Can you preview some of the newer works that you're likely to perform for us tomorrow night?
We'll be doing all the Next You, Next to Me, Moon Over Georgia, Janie Baker's Love Slave, Dawn If I Do, Dang If I Don't, and then of course like we were saying, being in the studio with Jay DeMarcus, we're probably going to do Noise, and we'll probably do That's Where I Grew Up.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always tried to keep things real, real positive. In our lyric content, about singing. You'd said earlier when we were interviewing, during the time in the late 80s, early 90s, that void that was out there that kind of fit in a unique spot.
Yes.
That's really kind of how we felt. You know, we literally had felt like there was a void out there for us to hit if we could hit the right songs. You know, if we could hit the right material and with tunes like She Doesn't Cry Anymore and Mama Knows, you know, that kind of led a direction. And what it let us know more than anything else in the world was is that people wanted to hear, you know, that kind of content from us. Now, you know, somebody said, you know that ain't what they wanted to hear from that other bunch. But no, it wasn't. But from us, it was. You know, and it was the positive, straight ahead, you know, love song. That you know, like I Want to Be Loved Like That.
Right.
Or Moon Over Georgia, where you know we're literally where love conquered all. And the new stuff that we cut hasn't deviated from that very much. And in fact, the two new things that we'll do tomorrow will kind of, you know, allow that to be heard. But it's got that very, very positive message to it about how this one fella sang this woman, you know, just lets her know that man, everything's on the up and up, and man, I love you and you love me, and that's good. But there's a ballad that we're going to do as well too, and I think in other words, it's a ballad for your time.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is you know, everybody had those things that they would try, you know, and tempt fate, as you may say. You know, some things that while going through life, you find out at the end of it, you know, through that whole process, if you look back the right way, you'll realize either you gleaned from it and learned something from it, you know, maybe not to do again, and it's not a deep song either. I mean, it's very, very explanatory as it goes down, but that's really, to me, the content of the song. From the first time you're seeing your mama cry to the summer that your granddaddy died, you know, being in a car wreck in the middle of the night and realizing, you know, that you know, if the hand of God hadn't been on him,
mm-hmm.
he'd have never made it out of it. But you know what? I didn't think about that when I was drinking. You know, that type of thing. And like I'm saying, and it's not preachy either. It's just real, real powerful. And the wonderful thing about where I grew up, it can allow everybody that hears it put themselves in it without ever, you know, without ever trying to make a mass message to it.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of like, man, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that. Yeah, I sure do. And I remember when I was 21.
Well, sure. I think that's something we all do. Each story is different, and yet we're all kind of the same. Hey, Marty, real quick, the first time that you got back together with these guys and finished the song, and you knew that ring, that magical feeling of, yeah, we hit this song, what was that like for you?
Well, you know, tell you the truth, it actually was in 2014. It was in October before we started back the Reloaded tour in 15. And we did a couple dates, and we did them in Canada to really get primed up and back on the bike, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, in other words, a sound check that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes
yep.
lasts 6 hours. And the reason why it was because, man, we were running over stuff that we hadn't played in forever. And the more and more we played it, the more we remembered that we remembered it. And the next, hey, man, you remember this one too? And, you know, because, you know, although, you know, you listen to that stuff, you do get away from it, and it's kind of good to go over it. But, you know, it was a thrill. It really was, because it was like getting back on a bicycle and riding. But you know, it was really kind of it's because then is when you then when I realized that to me, that kind of band thing with these particular people, with these particular guys, had meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of revealed itself.
Wow. Marty, tickets are available at the box office, but probably the best way for people to get tickets right now, go to the Independence Chamber website, indkschamber.org. That's IND for Independence, KS Kansas, chamber.org. And there's a banner right at the top of their website to buy tickets now, and people can get your tickets for tomorrow night's performance. I don't know how many are left, but I know people need to go hear this group and hear you guys perform when you're so close to us. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. And I appreciate you, brother. Jody, thank you for letting us get on here and hawk our wares and tell everybody about the show. And folks, if you want to get out and have a good time with the family tomorrow night, kick up your heels, or if you don't have a family yet and you still want to kick your heels up, y'all come on out and see it.
Thank you very much. Marty Rabin with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, Community Connection, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint in Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and by First Baptist Church.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church.